What is going on, crypto family? Hopefully everybody's doing awesome out there. Thanks a bunch for dropping by. Love you. God bless you. Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. So a lot of people have been asking me because these are common questions I get hit up with all the time. And it seems like the closer we get to January 3rd, the more people are asking me, you know, what is this, you know, proof of keys day? You know, what is the Bitcoin proof of keys day? And so there's, you know, quite a few articles out there, but I figured I would just throw a video out there. I don't cover the news, things like that. That's not what I do. But if I get enough questions and enough people ask me the same thing over and over again, kind of like how we started this channel, right? A lot of my friends and family were asking me the same questions over and over again. You know, that kind of spiraled into all the other videos that they asked for. And here we are today. So kind of going back to the roots, people asking the same question over and over again. What is the good old proof of keys day? Well, it's not that old. And it's a guy named Trace Mayer, right? So Trace Mayer is, you know, kind of this podcast guy. I kind of highlighted some of this stuff for you. So he's the first popular blogger to step onto the battlefield of ideas and publicly recommend blockchain technology, Bitcoin. In its infancy with a market cap under 2 million, Bitcoin is fulfilling its destiny. As he explained and predicted in 2010 and in December of 2017, the Bitcoin market cap had massively swollen to over $305 billion. He coined the term hot owner of last resort and started the annual proof of keys celebration. So that is a little bit about Trace Mayer taken right from his site. So I kind of went through and highlighted all these articles so that way you can find this all in one video, all in one place. So that way, you know, what it is backed up, you know, by fact from these articles right here in this one video. But basically in a nutshell, it's, you know, everybody take all your Bitcoin off the exchange by January 3rd. If it's not, if you don't hold your coins, they're not really yours. If you don't hold your keys, they're not really yours. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. I'll go on and tell you, you know, my thoughts on it, but I'll back it up a little bit by, you know, some of these articles right here as well. So if you're wondering, just, hey, get to the point, Beatles, what is it? That's what it is. Basically, get all your Bitcoin off the exchanges by January 3rd to prove that, you know, they have it, you own it. All right. Now I'll talk about why it's important and maybe why it's not. So, all right. So here, let's see, it says Trace Mayer's campaign to celebrate Genesis Block Day, which falls on January 3rd, by withdrawing cryptocurrency to non-custodial wallets, not your keys, not your Bitcoin, is the mantra he invoked. I want to start a new cultural tradition where we declare and redeclare our monetary sovereignty every January 3rd as a celebration of Genesis Block, proclaimed Mayer. So the vast majority of cryptocurrency holders are aware that they only truly own their keys or their coins once they're stored in a private wallet. Due to laziness or a desire to have funds accessible for trading at a moment's notice, however, many people store their coins with third-party services such as exchanges. It's bad OPSEC, and it also violates one of the basic tenets of Bitcoin, that it's currency you and only you control. So proof of keys on January 3rd gains traction. Numerous figures within the Bitcoin community have now added January 3rd to their Twitter profile to show their support for the grassroots movement. They include Max Kaiser, my boy Max, Caitlin Long, and Giacomo Zucco. January 3rd, 2019 is shaping up to be a very busy day for Bitcoin supporters, with the 10th anniversary set to grab most of the headlines. So here is a cool article on Our Bitcoin. I'll post all these links in the description below, but basically talks about why it's important, no matter how much Bitcoin you own or don't own, if it's $1, $1,000, whatever, basically holding, you know, these exchanges accountable, making sure that, you know, you truly own your keys and coins, right? Here's a couple other little highlighted things that I thought were interesting. It says, by demanding and taking possession of their assets, individuals will learn fast with blockchain proof, whether they are part of the elite hodlers or not. Proof of keys is the annual hodler initiation. People kind of need to understand the importance of proof of keys and proof of work. And so why not do it in a Genesis Block Day, January 3rd? Why not turn this into the annual celebration that we can do as a community and just demand proof of our keys? All right. So basically, it's the 10-year Bitcoin anniversary of sorts. January 3rd is Genesis Block Day. a guy named Trace Mayer wants to basically make sure that we own our coins. So as a tradition, between now and January 3rd, we're supposed to take all of our Bitcoin off of exchanges. So my opinion, well, there is a lot of Bitcoin out there on these exchanges. So, I mean, in theory, I mean, you could say, okay, look, yeah, there's a lot of Bitcoin out there on the exchanges. Most of these are probably big institutions. They're probably, you know, exchanges just wash trading back and forth. Most of the whales probably already hold it in private wallets. You know, I guess, you know, as far as, you know, they're keeping it offline, you know, hardware wallets, things like that, you know, things like Monarch, they're keeping, you know, their Bitcoin offline. Right. So what's really out there? It's hard to say. I mean, it's really hard to say. But there's one way to find out, right? Is if we all take our Bitcoin off these exchanges just to, you know, it's like voting, right? Does your vote really matter? Well, yeah, because if you don't, then they're going to take it from you, right? So if you don't exercise your freedoms, they're going to take them from you. So this is important to do. I'm not saying it's going to crash any of these exchanges. Who knows? Maybe it might crash some of the small ones. But like Binance and, you know, Bittrex, and maybe OKX and Huobi, some of the bigger ones, Coinbase, stuff like that, it might actually create a little bit of a slowdown for those guys, maybe even Kraken, because they probably store a lot of their Bitcoin in hardware wallets offline. So if there is a big run on the bank, so to speak, where everybody's trying to pull these off, it could create a little bit of a delay, right? So you might see kind of reminiscent of last year where Bitcoin transactions went up and things slowed down, right? If there's enough of us to do it, right? But this may not grab traction at all this year. It may just be small. But if everybody does this every single year, you know, who knows? It's a good way to keep them accountable. I think it's cool to do. It's just like voting. Who knows if your one vote counts? But I tell you what, if you don't exercise your right to vote, they're going to take it from you. So here again, why not? It doesn't take us that long. It doesn't cost us that much. Take your keys off or take your coins off. Control your keys. Basically, you know, you can put it back later, but just hold these guys accountable. It'd be fun, you know, and make sure that, you know, you guys have a solid, you know, method of storage for them, right? Don't just get some crap wallet or something like that and then lose your keys, right? So make sure that you actually do control your keys, have a safe place to put them. And I think it'd be good to do this. So that's kind of what it is in a nutshell. Basically, just holding them accountable, right? Make sure that we actually own our keys, right? Make sure that they actually have the coin that they say they do. All right. So that's what it is in a nutshell. When I start getting, you know, a lot of the same questions over and over and over again, sometimes it's just easier to do this. And so you don't know that. So you don't think that it's just solely my opinion. Here's a bunch of articles. I hate to read along. That is not what I like to do. But anyways, it's there for support and backup. So that way you guys can read about it as well. Thanks a bunch for dropping by. Make sure you guys subscribe if you haven't already. Love you. God bless you. And yeah, I'll catch you on the next one. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and owns several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one, talk to you soon.